What's up, Jeremy Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Elm Street. We are your hosts, Mark
And Brooke.
We are finally back. We took a month off.
Yep.
Went by pretty quick, actually. Probably quicker for you. I don't.
It did. Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you were the one that had the chaotic month. I guess. Well, not chaotic, but.
No.
You had a baby, so
Had a baby. Yeah, it's not too chaotic. It was pretty boring, to be honest.
Yeah, they don't do much right now, eh? They're just
No.
little
Yeah.
potatoes.
Yeah.
But how have you been? How are things going?
Good. Things are going good. He's sleeping a lot and eats a lot and poops a lot. That's
Just
pretty
living the
much it.
life.
Living the life. Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice? They just eat, sleep, and shit. All right. So, anyways, I chose the movie before we went off on our little break, and I chose Infested. Technically, it was released in 2023 at some festivals over in Europe, but it has made its way to North America and it's on Shudder. So I guess 2024 movie, for us anyways, but 2023, 2024, whatever. But yeah, it's on Shudder. Check it out if it so pleases you. But yeah, before we talk about this movie. I'm trying to get my bearings a little bit. Take a month off and you forget everything.
I know.
Before we talk about the movie, we will kick off our booze and news. All right. What are you drinking?
I am drinking a Flying Monkeys Velvet the Bubble Lord
I don't know if I've had
Blueberry
that.
Sour. It's good, I think.
You think?
I'm sure I've had it before.
Yeah. Nice and sour.
Yeah.
I'm boring. I'm just drinking a Michelob Ultra.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I've become a fan of these. I used to make fun of our buddy Parsons for drinking them, but I actually like them a lot.
I like them too.
And you can drink more of them without feeling like shit, which is nice. All right, you've had a month to watch movies, dude. I don't know how you want to do this part, but
I was just gonna do like from the start of the week or
okay. All right, cool.
Let's see here. Actually, I don't even need to bring my letterbox up. I only watched two things really.
Okay.
Watched The First Omen. Came to, well, in Canada up here, came to Disney Plus, which may sound weird to everyone else listening. But I think it's like probably on Hulu, I guess, I think in the States maybe.
Yeah, and I think Hulu's part of Disney Plus in the States.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, I think they got ESPN as well on there too.
Yeah. But I give it a 2.5, which I mean, I don't think it's a terrible score, but other people, including yourself, thought it was like, what the hell, man? Why'd you get such a shitty score?
That was before I watched it, though. That was
That's
before I
true.
watched it.
But yeah, I mean, I liked it. I'm not like the biggest fan of like the Omen, like the original, but yeah, it was fun. And also, like, we just watched Immaculate, like, I don't know, like a month ago, and felt very much same movie. And then watched, been trying to knock my watch list off, so watched Almost Famous.
Nice.
Haven't seen that movie pretty much like, I don't even know, like 2004, I don't even know, something like that. But didn't remember anything really from it except for Kate Hudson, is that her name?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kate Hudson. It's a good movie, man. Really good movies. Sick cast and yeah.
Nice. That's it.
That's it.
Okay. I don't know. I'm gonna go through just like some notables. I
Sure.
also watched the first Omen. I gave it 3 stars. I agree it's not a great movie. There's been some people that have argued us on that, but it's our score. Actually, I'm gonna share. I don't need to share it, whatever. Oh, South Park, The End of Obesity. That was
Oh,
funny
you
as
did?
fuck. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, fuck, I need to watch it.
Yeah, it was really funny, but it was also like very kind of like eye-opening
Okay.
for what Americans have to go through to get health care and shit like that. Because up here we have free health care, so it's easier for us to get, because it's all about Ozempic and like diabetes medication and stuff like that.
It's funny
Diabetes,
because, like,
diabetes.
I went to my dad's this past weekend and I saw my one uncle there, and I haven't seen him in probably, honestly, like a year, maybe like 8 months. And he was looking like really good. I was like, he wasn't like really chubby, but like, had gotten short and stuff like that. And it's like, man, like, you're looking good. Like, when's the last time I seen you? And he's like, oh, it's been a while. It's like, just change your diet. He's like, nah, I'm actually on Ozempic. And I was like, oh shit. And he's like, yeah, like, it actually isn't too bad. Like, you kind of feel shitty and nauseous like the first few days you take it, but he said, I haven't had any issues with it. So.
And it's a problem in a sense up here because people can get it so easily, but like I got a buddy at work and he's diabetic and he takes it for his diabetes, and it was getting really hard for him to be able to get it because they were so out of stock or so low in stock, because everybody and their fucking dog is taking it basically whenever they don't need to be. But anyways, yeah, so it's kind of like its own sort of pandemic in a sense with this stuff. I watched the Blackwell Ghost. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not, but
Blackwell?
yeah, Blackwell Ghost.
No, I haven't.
It's an 8-part series, but only the first part of it is on Tubi. The rest you have to like rent. I don't even know. Actually, I don't even think we can rent them up here on Amazon. But anyways, Colby from the Horror House podcast, he did like a whole series on it on TikTok, and I was like, shit, this sounds really good. And dude, this fuck, it's only like a 50-minute short film kind of thing,
Okay.
it's fucking terrifying, man. It's kind of like Hell House LLC, where like nothing happens, but that's
Yeah.
what's so creepy about it.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's really good. I definitely recommend checking it out. Watched Lisa Frankenstein. That was okay. Watched another one called Violet, came out last year. It was really fucking good. Talk about that later. And then you actually told me about this movie called Low Lifes. I watched this like way back, like early May, but I thought it was really good. It was another 2024 release. I don't know. It was different. It was good. Recommend. That's about it.
I don't know what's going on with movies, but I just found out, like, on a podcast today on the Big Picture. But this past weekend, there was no new releases.
What? Doesn't happen very often, especially like at the
No,
beginning of
it's,
summer.
yeah, I know. And like Furiosa bombed, like made like 40 million or something like that. And like this past weekend, it came at third, and I forget what passed it. It was like some animated movie, or no, it was If, I think, passed it.
Oh, really?
And it's like, I don't know what's happening with people, like, if
Yeah, people just
streaming
start.
world is taken over.
Yeah. All right. I'm pulling up the weekend chart here. Normally we do this on the Action Podcast, but so The Fall Guy was in fifth. Sarah and I actually watched that too. We rented it from Cineplex one night. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes was fourth. If was third, Furiosa was second, and the Garfield movie was first. And even still, like over the weekend, like Furiosa only made 10.7 million.
That's crazy.
It's only at 49.7 total
Jeez.
domestic. which is wild.
Yeah.
Like even Garfield's beating it. So Garfield, well, it's been it for 2 weeks, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I know like my local theater's closing down, but I did hear a rumor that Landmark was buying it.
What? Brockville's closing down?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Were you not in the group chat whenever we were talking about that?
No, I must have missed it.
Oh, you might have been in the hospital, actually.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was, yeah, July 17th, it's closing.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know. I was super upset about that. But apparently,
Wow.
there's a rumor going around that Landmark is coming in.
And buying it or
Yeah.
building their own?
I don't know if they're going to keep the same building or if they'll build their own or
Yeah.
what, but
Shit.
yeah. So apparently, because it's part of the mall, technically, right?
Yeah.
And apparently, the mall, whoever owns it, was jacking up the rent. And Cineplex was just like, nah, we're out.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But I mean, if a Landmark comes in, that's cool. I like Landmark theaters.
Yeah.
Comfy your seats.
Yeah, you guys don't have recliners down there,
No, we sell the old shitty ones.
right?
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, watching quite a bit. There's a
Nice.
lot there that I didn't name off, but I haven't looked up news. I don't know if there's anything really worth talking about. Oh, did you see the new trailer for Romulus?
No, I didn't. I saw the cover, though.
I know you're not a big trailer guy, but
No, I didn't see it, no.
it looks fucking good. Apparently, there's a hostile TV series that's in the works with Paul Giamatti set to star.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Paul Giamatti. Interesting.
Bill Skarsgård is confirmed to return as Pennywise and Welcome to Derry. Want to watch this Taro movie? Yeah, I don't know. Nothing really huge. Anywho. Any 4Ks?
There is. So we got Back to the Future Ultimate Trilogy.
Sick.
Movie called Typhoon Club. Never heard of it. Magnificent Seven. We got Platoon, which I thought I'd already. Oh, maybe this Steelbook, maybe. I thought already it was on 4K.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Bad Lieutenant, Rango. Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas on Criterion.
Oh, sick.
That's a sick cover.
That is.
Glory and Postal. Yeah. That's it.
I like that Fear and Loathing
Yeah, it's
cover a
sick cover.
lot. All right. Well, I guess we can dive into this movie discussion.
Let's do it.
All right, like we said in the intro, this week we are talking about Infested from 2023, 2024, however you look at it. Starting off the synopsis, residents of a rundown French apartment building battle against an army of deadly, rapidly reproducing spiders. One of the problems I had with this movie is how rapidly they reproduce. Like, this shit was fucking wild.
Oh yeah, there is so many of them. It's crazy.
Started off as one, and then within like 2 days, there's like 100,000.
Yeah, just take over this huge apartment.
Yeah. I love the architecture of this apartment building too.
I was gonna say the same thing, like having my notes, like they're fucking sick ass buildings. Like those are actually buildings, like in wherever they filmed it.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're cool design.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't look like a low income housing building.
Yeah, like if they cleaned it up a little bit, like that could probably be
Yeah.
like a high-end pl place.
Yeah.
Because like there's two like wings, I guess we could say, that kind of come around and then meet in the middle, but then it like slopes down, and then there's like this big circular
Yeah.
part in the middle, and there's apartments in this big circular part. I don't know, it's
Yeah.
really cool. But yeah, it takes place in France. It was filmed in France. It's a French movie. It was directed by Sebastien Venacek, who This is actually his directorial debut for a full-length movie, and I think he did pretty good with it. We have Theo Christine, who plays Caleb. Sophia Lasafra plays Lila. Jerome Neal plays Matisse. Lisa Nyarko plays Minot. And Finnegan Oldfield plays Geordi. None of them had any other credits that I recognize, so.
Sorry, just looking through his list and his movie, well, short film that he did in 2018 called Crocs. The synopsis sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
So
Is it about like actual crocodiles or like the shoes?
no, like nothing to do with either of those.
Oh.
So it's Magda, a 7-year-old bitch formerly used in dog fights,
Oh,
just had her I know, just had her first litter. Her loyalty towards Ian, her master, is upset by a raising and violent maternal instinct that endangers his woman and daughter. Taking his chance to get back into business, Ian channels her ferocity and forces her away from the pups, straight back to the fighting pit.
How long is it?
30 minutes.
Oh. That's a weird title for a movie like that.
Yeah.
I like that opening sentence though.
I know.
7-year-old bitch was like, Jesus. Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't have any honorable mentions. I don't
Yeah.
think any of these actors really have a an extensive resume.
No.
But
Actually, I want to check one thing. No, never mind. I was going to see if they had the dog on here.
oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no, I didn't have any. Anyone?
All right. Let you have your sip and then we'll talk about it.
All right. So, movie opens up. We're somewhere in the Middle East, and there's all these guys have like this canister and these big ass machetes, and one guy goes off on his own. He's looking under these rocks, probably to see a spider or something like that, and then comes across a big rock and a little n underground nest, and he like looks in it, and it's like a little tunnel. And I love like the camera angle like at this part too, because you see like the spider like coming out of it. So he calls his buddies over, and they go on like the other end of the tunnel and spray this gas in there to get them out of there. And this guy just decides to put his face right in front of the fucking hole. Like, I was like, what are you doing, man?
And they were looking for these spiders. Like, I don't know what's like. I don't know what the purpose of them looking for them was, whether they're because they're like an exotic spider, so they're hoping to make money off them, or if they're like using them for research. I don't know. They don't really explain it, but.
No. But yeah, he gets his face right up there, and then all of a sudden, you see this spider jump at him and bite him, and he's like freaking the fuck out. And all these other spiders like crawl out of there, and all the guys grab these little containers and start trapping them in there. And the one guy that got bit, he's like fucking screaming in pain, and then his buddy just fucking kills him with the machete. I did not expect that.
Yeah. It's almost like if you get bit by one of these things, like there's no point in even trying to save you.
Exactly. Yeah, and so the spiders they use in this are actually huntsman spiders, which are probably one of the biggest spiders in the world.
Think they are the biggest.
Maybe like, yeah, like size. So I know like the bird-eating tarantulas are pretty big too.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it just goes to show like this movie did not use CGI and fuck around. Well, I mean, later in the movie they probably did, but
Yeah. Because like it says in the trivia that they used 200 huntsmen. So I think the huntsmen were like the like docile ones that you'd see on the walls and shit like that. Because like the spider that we see coming out of the hole, that's not a huntsman.
No, it's too small.
Yeah. So but yeah, I have family that lives in Australia, and I've said to them before, like, I want to go to Australia so badly, but I can't handle the fact that like there could be a fucking huntsman in your house. And she's like, ah, they're fucking harmless. Like it's no different than having a regular house spider. I'm like, yeah, except that they're like 20 fucking pounds. Like, oh, you see videos of one just like crawling along the wall. And it's like, holy shit, man, it's the size of a chihuahua.
I know. So anyway, so the movie cuts to our main character Caleb. He is at a convenience store, and then he's talking to the clerk there, and he's kind of telling him like, "Hey, I know you got other stuff like in the back. Like, where's your cool shit?" So the owner takes him back to this back of the shop, and he has all these like jewelry and all this stuff, and then he has all these like kind of exotic animals. And Caleb spots the spider, and the guy's like, "Oh, like, be careful with that. Like, it's a, special species, something like that." So he ends up buying the spider from this guy. And so he goes back to his apartment, and I believe that they live alone with him and his just his sister, Manon. I don't think the dad is around. I know the mom died at some point.
Yeah, I feel like I think the dad's estranged and they lived with their mother. And then when their mom died, they inherited. I think it's more like a condo, though. Like it seems like, because they mentioned like how they bought it or something like that. Like it wasn't a rent thing, but.
So Caleb, he sells shoes from his lockup. That's like kind of his thing he does. His like lockup area is just full of all these fucking shoes and stuff like that. And we meet, I don't know what the guy's name. Was this Mathis, the guy that stole the bikes and stuff? So Mathis, he kind of steals bikes from people and then resells them. And Caleb is kind of like a good guy, but like not really. Like he's like, "Yo, like stop fucking taking the bikes from people in this area." Like, and he's like, "Okay, I'll return the bikes to him."
I don't know if it's like that he's a good guy or if it's more like, if you steal shit from people around here, we're more likely to get caught. Or if it's more like we know these people, so don't steal from them. I don't know.
Probably,
Because, I mean, he clearly steals fucking shoes from somewhere.
So we get up into his apartment condo, and his sister Manon is doing like work on the kitchen or something like that, and you could tell that they really have a bad relationship, which probably stemmed from the mom dying. I think it goes into it at the end of the movie of what happened. But they do not get along whatsoever. They kind of hate each other. And you go in his room, and he just has all of these bugs, or insects and reptiles and stuff like that. He has like a scorpion, he has some toads, he has frogs, he has
He has one of those big, like poisonous centipedes, like those great big, like 2 foot ones.
Grasshopper or something like that. And I don't know if it's sister his sister is like turning off the heat lamps herself, or it's just from like the her using the power, maybe from all the power tools and stuff.
No, she shuts them off because she does mention like they cost too much money.
Okay.
Because he's got like a whole hydroponic setup in there, right?
Yeah, he has quite a bit. So then he has a spider, and then he just grabs a fucking shoebox and puts some toilet paper in there, and he's like, "Oh, I'll fix up a nice, terrarium for you later tonight." Just puts the lid on it, and then like that's it. And I was like, "Are you serious, man? Like,
The guy that
that's
you
it?"
just bought it from told you to be careful with it because it's like dangerous. I'll just throw it in a shoebox.
I mean, it doesn't get it like through the top of the shoebox, but still, it's like, And he calls the spider Rihanna. Thought that was funny. One thing I really liked about this scene is when he puts the spider in the shoebox, the camera like cuts to all the other bugs and stuff, and like it shows them like moving, but it's like it gives you the feeling that like they know the spider is a bad person, so they're like scared. I thought that was a really cool thing they did.
Yeah, it was neat. There was a lot of cool like camera angles and like cool cuts to this movie. Like there was one scene way like it's way later on in the movie, but like the camera's panning backwards down a hallway, but it's also like spinning at the same time. So you get like a full idea of like what every inch of the hallway looks like. I don't know. Yeah, it was a very ambitious directorial debut with a lot of the stuff, but it worked, I think, I thought.
And of course, there's a dog in the movie, and instantly I was like, fuck you. So Spider escapes, he gets back to the room and he realizes the spider's gone because it got through a little hole in the corner of the box. And he's like looking over the room and like, I would be freaking the fuck out.
Oh
Like,
yeah, 100%.
I'd be like, nope. And he like doesn't sleep in the room either, right? He's like, yeah, I'm just gonna lock this door.
Yeah. I don't think there's room for him to sleep in that room.
No, not really. So he's like looking in the room, and then he finds this like, it's like a picture of like, not a picture, but it's like, no,
How
like
people
an.
do like the when they pin like butterflies and shit. I don't remember what they're called, but
But I don't know. This is why I'm like confused about how it burst other spiders. Because it makes a cocoon on one of the pins. So, like, did it impregnate a spider that he had in that art piece? Or, like, does it just, like, reproduce? Or was it already, like, pregnant? Like,
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have answers to
But anyway, it made a cocoon. And he's kind of, like, freaking out. And he, like, puts, like, a towel in front of the door.
Yeah.
Just in case. And you meet one of his clients who owns the dog. I think the dog's name is Maggie or something like that. His name is Tien, and he calls himself Tien because he only wears Tien shoes or whatever the shoe is.
Yeah, I've never heard of that brand, but
Yeah, me either.
they're sick shoes.
Because his shoes are like falling apart,
Yeah.
and Caleb's like, oh, I don't have the shoes yet. The box is kind of fucked up, and he's like, but he shoes my feet, like his shoes are literally like falling apart, and he was like, just put some other shoes on. And he's like, my motherfucking name is TN. Why do you think it's TN? I only wear fucking TNs. I was like, okay, man, I'll get you the shoes.
Yeah.
But he gets the shoes to TN, and TN like goes in his apartment, and the dog's like on the bed, and it, like nothing happens, but like just you get like the sense from like the camera angle, like there's like no like sound happening, but you're like, I fucking know what is happening right now, and
Yeah.
like it's very intense and scary because he puts the shoe on, and you're like, okay, there's a fucking spider in it, and then he puts his foot in, and then he gets, I don't know if he gets bit because he doesn't die until later in the movie. Well, not later, I guess like in a few minutes,
I
but
was gonna say he dies pretty quick.
not really, man.
Well, he's
Because
not
from
in
the
the movie
ones,
for much
because
longer.
no, but the one spider bite, like he's still alive for a bit, right? Because the dog's like freaking out, and then Tien is still alive, and he's trying to call Caleb in his room because all the his friends are there, or Manon's friends, Lila, Mathis,
And
and Jordan.
Jordy, yeah.
And while they're up there, like looking at his bugs and stuff like that, and Tien like is trying to call him, and just keeps like hanging up, like, oh no, he tries like six times or something like that, and he can't get to him. And then like it cuts back to Tien, and he's like got all these fucking spider bites like all over him, and he's like still barely alive, and tries to get to like the phone, but he ends up dying. And in one of the shoe boxes that Caleb has is a picture of him and Jordy when they were, I guess, probably in high school or younger, and they were at like a reptile zoo, and like their one dream was to open up their own like kind of zoo, and they were like best friends, and they kind of bond over this. Like Jordy's girlfriend Lila is like freaked out, and Jordy's like, Oh man, that's a fucking, I don't know, Emperor Scorpion or whatever the fuck it's called. And
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, and because like they've been estranged for a little bit, but Geordi has stopped collecting the bugs and reptiles and shit like that. So then he's going through and he's like, what are you doing with all this stuff? Like, because they're dangerous, man. Like, these things are all fucking poisonous, pretty much, that he has. So Geordi kind of gives him the gears about that and how he shouldn't have them in his apartment and stuff like that because it's not safe. And plus, like, it's not a great setup for the bugs either. Like, some of them.
Mean, yeah, true. So yeah, they get into Tien's apartment because his dog was barking, and this like main guy that's like kind of like running, it seems like he runs the whole like building.
The
I
old
forget what
guy?
his, it wasn't like that old, but the guy's like no shirt on. And he's
Oh,
like, he
that
like breaks
guy.
down the door and stuff to get in.
Yeah, he looks Russian. Yeah.
But they get in there, and Tien is, he's dead, and the dog is still there, still alive. And we meet, I think her name is Mrs. Zai or Mrs. Zo. She's like the
Oh, the
cleaner
cleaner,
lady.
yeah.
Oh man, she was hilarious. She's like in the hallway, and there's like, I think like a spider like on like a couple spiders in this room she's in, and she like has this like spray and sprays them, and then she like, is it this part when she goes into the ceiling?
I think so,
Yeah,
yeah.
it is. Yeah, she like looks in the stand. There's like all these fucking spiders just everywhere, and then she just like pulls out the fucking spray cans, just starts spraying. I thought it was funny.
She's nuts though, dude. Like, there's no way I'd be
Yeah.
sticking my head up in there.
Nah, fuck that. Yeah. So the next scene, which I really liked a lot, was whatever Lila is in the bathroom with, well, Jory's not in there with her, but she's like in there by herself, and the like vent like fell off, and she's like on a stool like trying to get it up, and like the camera goes into like the vent, and all these like fucking spiders in there, like reminding me of like Temple of Doom, like in like they put their hand in or something like that. There's all these spiders in there, and then like a spider ends up coming out, and she's like freaking the fuck out, and Geordi comes in there, and I really like the, because the shower is like the stand-up shower, so it has like the like opaque kind of like look to it, where you can see like the shadows of like something crawling on it. That's cool.
Yeah, and like she's trying to get Geordi to kill it, and Geordi's refusing to kill it because he still has the same like beliefs where he doesn't want to kill animals or bugs or anything like that. Like, he doesn't want to kill any living being. So he's trying to catch it, and she's screaming at him. And like, this scene, dude, it gave me so much fucking anxiety because everybody is screaming at the top of their lungs, like different things, like kill it, don't kill it, like fucking get it, catch it, kill it. I'm just like, oh my God, my head can't comprehend everything that's going on right now.
Because I
But
mean, like, I'm kind of the same way as Jordy. Because, like, you know, if I see a bug or a fucking spider, like, I won't kill it. I'll, like, try and catch it, or I'll, like, leave it alone. Like, me and Casey, and we were in Italy. One of the nights, we heard this, like, giant, this buzzing sound. What the fuck is that? And then in our Airbnb was one of those fucking giant European wasps
Oh shit.
that was like 4 inches long, and it's like Jesus Christ. And like the girls wanted to kill it, but me and Casey were like, no, we gotta like just catch this thing. So you're just trying to like get the fucking the Tupperware, and just like, you know, like, oh fuck, I'm scared, but like just like, you know, try and catch it.
Yeah. Like, we get house centipedes at our place and I'll fucking kill them because they're disgusting.
Or the what are they
Can't
called,
handle it.
silverfish? Do you guys get those too?
Yeah, but they're tiny,
Yeah,
so they don't bother me too much. But like, we have those like cellar spiders that kind of look like daddy long legs. Like, I'm not gonna kill them. They fucking catch the stuff that I don't want in the house, right? So I don't keep them. Like, my house isn't fucking covered in them, but anyways, yeah, so Geordi's trying to catch it. He can't catch it. Like, every time he gets close to it, it like skitters off and he freaks out a little bit. And eventually he just gets so fucking fed up that he throws a towel down over top of it and stomps
Yeah.
down on it. And then
Yeah.
he lifts the towel up. And this thing must have been fucking carrying a bunch of babies.
Yeah.
Because he lifts the towel up and then like 1,000 fucking baby spiders come
Yeah.
crawling out.
Yeah.
And it's just, oh man, fucking makes my skin crawl.
Yeah. And then also whenever, 'cause Caleb, the Russian dude and Manon are in like the doorway, and they're like, kill it, kill it. And like obviously Caleb is like, no, don't, like, don't kill it. And then it like goes under the sink or whatever, or the
Oh yeah.
whatever, yeah, the
The
sink.
vanity.
Yeah. And Jordy is like trying to like, puts the broom in there to try and like get it out. And eventually he's just like, oh, fuck this, and starts like slamming the broom in it. And then like everyone calms down, and then he's like, okay, I think it's dead. And then all of a sudden the fuck crawls up the broom
Yeah.
towards them. Oh man. Yeah.
These things are quick.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. Oh yeah, and then meanwhile in the in Caleb's room, the cocoon hatched in the shoebox. Like I think Caleb put the cocoon in there, and then he like shows Jordy or whatever the cocoon, and then he opens the thing, and all the fucking spiders were in there, and he closes
Yeah.
it up immediately, and they
Oh.
fucking like tape up the box.
Yeah.
And then the movie took a turn, which I did not expect or kind of know, because like I didn't know how the movie was gonna play. Because like, the synopsis is like, oh, like this guy buys a spider, and then they are in this apartment complex and have to try and get out. But I didn't know that it was like quarantine type movie.
Yeah, this movie had like a Wreck sort of feel to it,
Yeah,
but
I was
with
like, oh.
spiders instead of zombies.
Yeah, I was like, oh shit, I like this. I'm down with this. Because like, oh yeah, Mrs. O at this point ends up dying, but she's down in there and she sees like the cops come in, and then they're like, okay, go to your room, whatever. And they like go out and they fucking lock the door from the outside. And I was like, oh fuck, they're locking them in there with all these fucking spiders. Like, and at this point, you don't know that the spiders are can like one of their, I guess, traits or whatever is to like defend against predators. They can grow themselves to kind of match. I don't know if they like match like how big the people, like how their predator is, but they can like grow themselves, right? Which is
Yeah, 'cause
crazy.
they get pretty big. They get to the size of a huntsman. And I think those are the ones that we see.
Well, no, one at the fucking end was like
Well, no, not that one.
eight-legged freaks fucking big. Yeah, so meanwhile, like there is other people in this complex, right? They're just like have no idea that this shit is happening, right? Like this one guy is like in his bedroom like working out, and all of a sudden there's a fucking big ass spider like on his wall, and he's like kind of freaking out. And I love when he just goes to fucking kick the spider. It just kicks a massive ball in his hole. Or
Kicked. Let's say
kick a
that
massive hole in his wall. And like Caleb and all them are like going around to the apartments trying to like, tell people like, hey, you need to get out of your apartment because there's these spiders. And his dad is like passed out drunk, and I don't know why this kid, but he decides to fucking stick his head in this hole. And he just like looks up and just like all these spiders are there, and he gets fucked up. Yeah.
And this is where like it takes a turn, like more people start dying, like a lot of the characters
Yeah.
that we've met in the first like half hour of the movie, they
Yeah,
start
because
to
there was like a birthday party or something like that, and one of the like mothers, Claudia, I think her name was, they like look in her apartment and like she's not moving, and all of a sudden like it fucking comes out of her. Like, I don't know if it's her mouth or something like that, but
Dude, this part was fucked. 'Cause they
yeah.
come in and she's sitting there watching TV. Well, it looks like she's sitting there watching TV. And they get closer and like her whole apartment's dark. The only light is the light from her TV. And they start getting closer and her head starts like fucking twitching and like moving from side to side. And I'm just like, oh, hell no. And then, yeah, like you said, one of them, it either comes out of her mouth or comes out of her head or something. But
Yeah.
like she was moving because this spider was inside of her.
Yeah. And yeah, RIP to the dog Maggie.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't show her, it just shows like kind of blurred out, and you see like a spider like crawling away. But there's one thing like I had really dislike about the third act is it was very dark, and I couldn't really see some stuff that was happening. Like, but I understand why it was dark because all the police and stuff shut off the lights. So like, that's a part of like the story because they had to like stay in the light or use flashlights to keep the spiders away. Like, I get that, but I don't know. It was a bit too dark for me. Yeah, now we get the hallway scene that you had mentioned before. So we get to this hallway, and at the end of it is a door to get outside. But the hallway is, I don't know, probably 30 feet, 40 feet long, and it's covered in spider webs and all these spiders. And I don't know why they have lights like this, but it's like a wind-up light.
Yeah, it was weird.
So they have to wind it up, and they have a certain amount of time to get to the end before the lights turn off. And like, if I was them, just fucking book it. Like, I don't know why they take their time doing this.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be running into those webs, get a mouse full of spider.
No, but like, I don't know. So they're making their way through here. They get to the end, but Lila is terrified of these spiders, and she does not want to go. And I thought like the build up and stuff to like this scene, like they hit the switch and she's like kind of taking her time, and they're like, okay, come on, come on. And she's like slowly walking through, and then she gets like caught up by, no, it wasn't Lila, it was Manon, I think, right?
No, Lila was the one freaking out. Manon was the one that stayed back to
Yeah,
continuously
okay.
turn the switch.
Oh,
And then she was
yeah.
like, I'm the most agile one, so I'll stay back and then I'll
Yeah.
fucking flip it again and then I'll take off down the hallway.
Yeah. So she gets down, and then she gets stuck in some spider webs, and like the lights turn out, and there's this like this fucking giant spider beside her head, and she pulls out her lighter, and then like she just ends up fucking booking it to the end.
I think this is where they learn that they don't like the light. Like in this hallway
Yeah,
scene.
definitely.
Because, like, whenever the lights are on, all the spiders are very docile. They stay back. They're not moving around very much. And then, even whenever she flicks the lighter beside her head, because, like, in the dark, the spider's crawling towards her face. And then she flicks the lighter and then it stops. And, like, its legs are, like, kind of creeping, like, feeling her out, but it doesn't come any closer.
Yeah, so she gets to the end, and then they try to get out the door, but there's cops on the other side that are holding the door shut, and they're trying to get out, and then the fucking cops are like fucking smoke in there, and so they have to basically run back to a different part of the building.
Run back blind too, because I can't see through the smoke. The lights are all out.
And
Crazy.
so now they end up, I don't know, I see this is one part where I kind of couldn't really see that much of what was happening, but how did Jordy get apart from the group?
Because
Because
he
he
gets.
gets stuck like in this kind of hallway where the stairs and stuff are. But I don't know how they got separated.
I don't remember. Because this is when they're going up to the roof, isn't it?
To like the other, yeah, they're trying to get to the roof and to get to that apartment building with all the plastic sheets and stuff.
I don't remember how he got separated.
But he's separated from the group, and he's like in there, this like hallway by himself, and he's like looks up and sees like this kind of spider nest, and then like this is when the spiders are really getting really fucking big. And like you just see, like it doesn't come out quickly, but you just see like the fucking legs just like slowly come out, and it's like he's freaking the fuck out, and yeah, they end up just biting him, and he gets killed.
These spiders are super smart too. It's like they know where all the exits are, and they've kind of like made each path to the exit to be difficult.
So yeah, now it's just Caleb, Lila, Mathis, and Manol are left. They make it up to this room, There's all these plastic sheets. It's like an empty room, and I think they're close to the roof, or that's might be the room near the roof because the cops come into that room. But Lila is like looking out the window, and Caleb comes up to her and like holds her, and she's like crying. She's like, why? Or she's like, I'm not gonna jump if that's what you think. And he's like, okay. And she's like, let go of me. And then she asks him like, why did you stop talking to Jordy? And he kind of says that, they're best friends. And what happens? Oh, Caleb's. Well, I know that Jordy didn't come to Caleb when his mom died, but what was the reason why that Caleb stopped hanging with him? Remember? Some of them opening a zoo, and then I think Jordy either lost interest in it or kind of abandoned that dream, and it kind of, I think, bugged Caleb a lot, I think, is what it was.
Yeah, and then him not coming to the mother's funeral, like that's obviously the icing on the cake from.
I love when they're leaving the room and like all the fucking spiders are there, and they have like the flashlight, and it's just like the spiders are fucking huge, and then they have like a Molotov cocktail and they fucking throw it, and then like all the spiders like go back, but then like they're on the ceiling, so let's like run fucking towards them, and they're like run away. Fucking Mathis has this fucking wind up flashlight. Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh wait, they get to the room after this because the cops come into that room and they start fighting all the cops, and like they're putting up a pretty good fucking fight. Mathis puts the one cop in an arm bar. And then Caleb ends up shooting the cop. But I don't know if they were real bullets in those guns or if they were just like
I think they're just rubber bullets.
the pellets or whatever. But they get a pretty good fight with the cops, right? They like they hold their own, but then the cops have like fucking pepper spray and clubs, and yeah, they take them down. So they take them down to the parking garage, and Lila is like, oh, like they were down here the whole time. Like, we should have came down here first. But they have them handcuffed up, and then you see like in the corner all these like dead spiders, and these guys was like spraying poison on them. And Lila and Mano are like, why do we you have us handcuffed? And the one like kind of lead detective, he's like, okay, you guys, excuse me, unhandcuff you, but Caleb will have to leave handcuffed because you shot a cop. And then you find out that the cops, like, they weren't bad in this situation. Like, they tried to do everything to, like, avoid locking the people in the building, I think. And they lost people too, like they people died with them as well. And then you find out that Mathis was bit on like the bat behind his like ear there. And then he kind of gets up and he turns like the generator off that's beside them that like has the lights on. Turns it off, goes dark, and then there's a cop that's like in front of like this door that goes into the building, and Mathis just fucking runs, fucking trucks the guy through the door. And then I love this like part too. Like everyone, all the cops are like have their guns pointed up and they're just like waiting, and then you hear like clicking and stuff like that. And, like on top of the door, you see like just these fucking little beady eyes, and you're like, shit's about to go down.
Yeah, the scene was fucking crazy because you just see like hundreds of these spiders come through the door. The cops are just firing blindly. And like, I don't know. It'd be a tough fight. This isn't like eight-legged freaks like you mentioned earlier, but
No.
like these are, I don't know, small, fast spiders.
Yeah, like they're, I don't know, they're probably like as big as like, I don't know, like a laptop or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're big, but it'd be hard to hit.
For sure, yeah. So yeah, they chaos ensues. They are going to go to Lila's car, But they end up losing Manal. So Lila's going to her car. Caleb is going to go get Manal. He gets Manal, but I think he ends up getting shot by accident in the leg. So they end up breaking into a van, which, like, I don't understand this because she breaks the big ass window in the back to get in the van. It's like, okay, well, the spiders can get in that giant hole. So they're in the back of this car and van, and then you see like these fucking three spiders just like come off the back and like look in there, and then you're like, okay, well, we're dead. But then all this honking and lights are going off, and the spiders kind of back off and they look up, and it's Lila in her car. So they go to Lila's car and they book it out of there. They're crashing into shit. They get to this gate and there's like, well, they had like their headlights on, and there's a really fucking big spider that's like fucking half the size of their car. Like, it's fucking big. And they're like, we have to get this gate open to the outside. And Caleb was like, all right, well, I'll go open the gate. So he goes out there, and the spider is like on its like back legs, and it's like up. And Caleb is just like, turn the lights off. So they turn the car lights off, and then the spider like goes away. And then they open up the door, and it's like all this bright light. Yeah. I don't know, pretty anticlimactic ending. I don't know.
Yeah, it didn't end the way I expected it to, that's for sure.
Like, I thought there'd be more of like a fight, but
Just pulling up that end scene now.
oh yeah. But yeah, they open up the door and all this like white light, and it's daytime. I don't know how far ahead this is, like if it's a few days, if it's like a few weeks. But Manal and Lila are like sitting somewhere in the town, and they're looking at like the buildings, and all of a sudden you see the one building just fucking blow up, and it obviously gets demolished because all the spiders, right? And then we are with Caleb in the forest. He is bearing a picture of him and Jordy in a shoebox. And then there's a spider that's like on his shoulder, and he like grabs it, is looking at it, and then like,
And yeah, because in the on the postcard, it's a letter from Jordy that says, one day you and I will have our animals or something like that.
Yeah.
I just find, oh yeah, there it is. Yeah, that thing's fucked. See, and like that one looks like a huntsman, just like 100 times the size of one.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Yeah. Anything else that we missed or you wanted to bring up?
I don't think so.
Alrighty. Well, that's the way the web splatter.
Nice. All right. How did you rate this movie?
Story, I'll give it a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
I did like the characters, and there was like a bit of emotional like attachment a bit. Like, I don't think maybe on like a second watch, or if this was like not a French movie, like, not saying like I didn't get like the emotional attachment because if it's a foreign language movie, but I just felt like I didn't really connect with them as much as I think I would have. Because you're kind of like trying to follow like story and like reading the subtitles and like kind of see like what's going on, so it's kind of hard to sometimes connect with characters on an emotional level and kind of get the other story of their relationship and stuff. But I did like the characters a lot. I loved the whole like quarantine part of it, and like the spiders can like grow themselves. Like, it's kind of like, it's not like a real spider that is probably exists in our world. It's kind of like made up for the movie, and I don't know, it's kind of like the perfect mixture of like arachnophobia and eight-legged freaks. Yeah, so I'll go 7 out of 10 for story, and for quality I'll go an 8 out of 10. I thought the acting was great. I thought the way it was shot, like the cinematography, the location, The spiders looked really good. Like even the big spiders, the CGI didn't, it didn't even seem like CGI. Well, some of them maybe did a bit. I thought the kills were good. Yeah, so 7 out of 10 and 8 out of 10.
Nice. All right. We're similar. I gave the story a 6 out of 10, though.
Okay, yeah.
Just too many bad decisions. The whole idea of the spiders like growing exponentially and like being able to reproduce at such an extreme rate, it just seemed a little too far-fetched for me. But like I thought it was cool. Like we're getting a little bit more like creepy crawly movies lately and like spider movies. Like we have this one. There's another one called Sting that came out earlier this year. And like they're remaking Arachnophobia. So I feel like this type of horror is kind of making a bit of a comeback. And I'm okay with that because like I don't like bugs. Like I don't like spiders. I don't mind like certain bugs, but like I'm not a fan of spiders, especially like ones that can kill you. Like I would never be that type of person that has a fucking pet tarantula and shit like that. Like there's no way. So in that aspect, I enjoyed it, but it was just a little too far-fetched for me. And I liked the characters, but I found some of them kind of annoying and whiny. But my quality, I also gave it an 8 out of 10, though. I thought the acting
Nice.
was really good. The cinematography was really cool. Like I mentioned with that hallway scene and how we get like the views from inside the tunnels or like from inside the hole in the wall, stuff like that. And I agree with you, like there was CGI, but there was also a lot of real life spiders in this, which was really neat. And even that the spider that was at the end of the movie, like it's huge. Like you mentioned, it's like half the size of their car, but it looked like a real spider that they were just able to like digitally, like, I don't know, grow, make bigger. Like it didn't look like it was a terrible Starship Troopers type spider CGI. So yeah, I mean overall it's an enjoyable movie. Yeah, I watched the trailer for it and it kind of really drew me in and I'm glad that it wasn't a letdown.
Yeah, that was good.
All right. You guys know our scores, will head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. I think you're gonna be really surprised. A chillingly effective creature feature with more on its mind than simple creepy crawlies, Infested draws viewers into its web with stylish efficiency. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'm going to say 87
95%.
on how many reviews?
59.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I was pretty surprised at that. Like it's certified fresh, which I mean, I'm cool with it. I'm cool with it. It's got an average score of 7.5 out of 10. I think it only had like two negative reviews out of the 59. So
Damn.
yeah, critics liked it. And
Yeah.
I was on Ebert's website there, and he gave it a 3.5 as well.
Okay.
So I mean,
Nice.
for a horror movie, that's pretty fucking good for him. All right. And the audience score was a 73% on 50 ratings, an average score of 3.6 out of 5, or a 7.2 out of 10. So
Nice.
all around, pretty well-liked movie.
Letterboxd had a 3.3 out of 5. My friend's rating is a 3.4 out of 5. I believe we both gave it a 3.5 out of 5. I don't know how many of our friends have watched this one yet. Anthony here, B Monster, gave it a 3.5 as well. And that's it.
Okay. I think 3.5 for this movie is it's a fair score. I mean, it's not a movie that's like groundbreaking. It's not gonna like change the genre or anything like that, but it's just a solid installation into the or installment, I mean, in like the creepy crawly horror.
Yeah.
All right, man, you ready for the scare section?
Yes, sir.
What did you give for a scare rating?
Scary, I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Just more so like obviously spiders are kind of freaky. And it kind of like some of the scenes like kind of did make you think of like real life of where they could be and you know that thought and stuff like that. And also a couple of scenes were pretty scary too. So I'll go 6 out of 10.
All right.
Scariest scene, I'll go with whenever Tien is putting his shoe on, because like that's such a realistic thing. Like we put our shoes on every day, you know, before we leave, and it's like there could be a fucking spider in them.
And like that's something that we take for granted because we don't have poisonous spiders really up here.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a few, but like I used to watch like fucking what was it, 1,000 Ways to Die or whatever on Spike TV back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
And there was one where like a guy was in Australia or somewhere and he put his shoe on and there was a fucking spider in the toe of his shoe and it bit his foot. It's exactly what happened with TN.
Yeah.
And it's just like we kind of take that for granted that we don't necessarily have to worry about that as much. But it's just like, oh, imagine like living in a location where you just fucking, you got to check your shoes before you go to work and shit like that. It's just,
Yeah.
oh man, it's fucking,
Yeah.
ugh. Anyways, would you survive?
Don't know. This one's tough. I think in this situation, no, I don't think I would.
Okay.
How about you?
My scare rating, I gave it an 8 out of 10, man.
Wow, okay.
It might have been because I was high watching it, but like I kept thinking like I'd see shadows on the wall and shit. I'm just like fucking checking all the corners before I went to bed to make sure there's no spiders on the walls and shit.
Yeah.
But like I don't know, it was just a really creepy movie. Like it just made your skin crawl a lot. The dark scenes, I know you weren't necessarily a fan of it, but I found that they were really effective with, because like you know what's hiding there and you can't necessarily see it.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. The environment was really effective for this type of movie as well. My scariest scene, I said whenever they're in the staircase going up to the roof and they keep having to turn around and like shine the flashlight on the spiders that are chasing them up the
Yeah.
fucking staircase and they spin around and then they'll just stop and then they run up the stairs a little bit more and they spin around and they're a little bit
Yeah.
closer, but they keep
Yeah.
stopping.
Yeah, because Mathis has that fucking spinner one. So he has to like be like really fucking quick to get it to the glow, right?
Yeah, it was just a very intense scene going up that staircase. And
Yeah.
like we've talked about it before in episodes, that feeling of being chased, it's like a big fear of mine. And
Yeah.
like when it's fucking spiders that are chasing you, that just, I don't know, makes it even worse. Would I survive? I said yes, because as soon as he lost that spider in the room, like I'd be out of there.
You're moving out?
I'm moving out.
Yeah.
I don't care. Sell this place. See
Yeah.
ya. Like if it's a, he knows that it's a poisonous spider. It's a dangerous spider. Like there's no
Yeah.
fucking way I'm staying in there. So, all right, that wraps it up. Been a while since you've picked a movie.
Has, yeah.
You had a struggle with this one.
I did. I had to do a spin the wheel because I had so many options. And
What
it
did you
landed
land on?
on. Surprisingly, this is going to be one of our most reviewed director.
Okay.
Our boy Kevin Smith. We'll be talking about 2011's Red State.
Oh shit. Nice.
Yeah.
I haven't watched this movie.
What's really?
Yeah, no, I've never watched it.
Shit. Okay. Wow. Okay. I'm glad I that it landed on this one then.
That's sick. I forgot he directed that.
Yeah.
All right,
Okay.
sick. Yeah, it's always been one that's on my list, and I just never got around to watching it.
Shit. Oh, okay. You just made my night.
Cool.
Sounds
All right. So, yeah, come back in 2 weeks when we'll be talking about Red State. In the meantime, though, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Elm Street on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Click the link in our bio on Instagram. You'll find links to our TeePublic account where we have our merch. There's also a link to our Patreon account if you wish to support the podcast that way. And there's links to our individual Letterboxd accounts, our Discord server, and anywhere that you can listen to us. Thank you for holding out for a month. We didn't release any new episodes. And we hope you enjoyed this one.
Yeah. We will talk to you guys in a couple weeks.
All right. See you soon.